President Trump started the week off in New York, speaking today at a Veterans Day commemoration. But just 2 days from now, his attention will be on the first public hearings in the impeachment inquiry. Three diplomats will be questioned this week about the president's July 25th phone call with the Ukrainian president and whether U.S. military aid and White House meetings were withheld from Ukraine in order to get Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Let's bring in Franco Ordonez, NPR White House correspondent. Franco, Democrats are calling the shots in these hearings. On ABC yesterday, Democrat and House Intelligence Committee member Jackie Speier made the case against President Trump.
The president broke the law. He went on a telephone call with the president of Ukraine and said, "I have a favor, though," and then proceeded to ask for an investigation of his rival. And this is a very strong case of bribery.
Now, the hearings this week, the public hearings, will begin with distinguished diplomats William Taylor, George Kent, and Marie Yovanovitch. What are they expected to say?
Well, all three have already testified in private of the administration putting pressure on Ukraine to launch an investigation of a political rival. Now people are going to hear them directly for themselves. Taylor testified it was his clear understanding that security aid would not come until the Ukraine president committed to doing an investigation. And Kent, he was the one who described a, quote, campaign of lies led by Rudy Giuliani to undermine Yovanovitch.
Let's listen to what Republicans have been saying. Here's Texas Republican Mac Thornberry, the ranking Republican on the House Armed Services Committee, speaking on ABC yesterday.
I believe that it is inappropriate for a president to ask a foreign leader to investigate a political rival. Now, it leads to a question. If there's a political rival with a family member who's involved in questionable activity, what do you do? Just let them alone. But set that aside. I believe it was inappropriate. I do not believe it was impeachable.
Inappropriate but not impeachable. Is that going to be what we're going to hear from Republicans this week?
It could be. Certainly, it's one of the strategies the Republicans have taken. I can tell you, though, it's certainly not strong enough for President Trump. He tweeted Sunday about Republicans not getting caught in a, quote, fool's trap of raising concern about the July 25th call, but not just arguing that it's not impeachable. He insists that nothing was done wrong, and he wants Republicans to carry that message. The reality is, though, Republicans have struggled to come up with a consensus on how to defend this president.
Now, the White House has tried to stop many people from testifying in the impeachment inquiry, and many haven't testified yet, but a number of people, including the White House Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, have signed onto a lawsuit basically asking a judge to decide if they should testify against the White House's wishes. Might we get some answers to that today?
Yeah, the lawsuit was filed by the attorney for former National Security Advisor John Bolton and his deputy Charles Kupperman. The judge in that case has ordered the lawyers for all three of them, including Mick Mulvaney's lawyer, in a conference call this afternoon to discuss Mulvaney's request and how to proceed. So we could get some answers. It's worth noting, though, that Mulvaney has hired his own private attorney. You know, he's still the acting chief of staff, so this indicates at least some level of independence that he wants from the White House.
Meanwhile, more transcripts are likely to be coming out this week. What are we expecting there?
Well, you know, so many are already out, but there are still a few left to come out. Tim Morrison, the top Russia and Europe advisor on the National Security Council, also Laura Cooper, Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Russia in the Ukraine. So there are still some more that could come out.
And what's your sense, Franco, of the mood in the White House going into this week?
You know, it's a tense time. This has taken a lot of the White House's oxygen. It just makes it harder to do so much other work. Even aides such as Larry Kudlow, director of the National Economic Council, this is obviously not his lane, and he's having to answer questions about the Ukraine transcript. And you really see that frustration in the president's tweets, including tweets this weekend charging that this all is a witch hunt, that this is a presidential harassment, and as we said earlier, even against Republicans themselves.
And obviously, a lot of people are going to be watching and listening to the hearings this week. Many NPR stations will be carrying them live. Do you expect public support on impeachment to change?
Well, it's wavered. I mean, I think a lot of it depends on the party that you're in. If you're a Democrat, you certainly support the impeachment effort. If you're a Republican, you don't.
NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez, thank you.
Thank you.